A typical summer day by the lake. SUVs pull boats on trailers. People saunter from an ice cream shop to the city beach. Jet skis and water skiers slice through the waves. Carpenters raise trusses on homes being built into the remaining lakefront lots. Just a few years ago, it seemed towns like this were just for loggers and locals. But now, people are flocking to the lakes around the Midwest and staying there. And that's putting a strain on local sewer plants. For 40 years, the treated wastewater from the Boyne City, Michigan sewer plant has been released into the big lake it was built on, Lake Charlevoix.
It's located right adjacent to a public swimming beach, park, marina, some valuable waterfront property. We're only a block off the downtown district.
Plant manager Dan Meads wants to stop mixing the end product with the water where tourists and the locals swim and play. He tests daily for E. coli bacteria. He doesn't want anyone getting sick, but it's still a concern. And there are other concerns. In recent years, the United States Geological Survey has reported on new kinds of contaminants that they found in ground and surface water. The USGS says treated wastewater from sewer plants can contain hormones from birth control pills, antibiotics, detergents, fire retardants, and pesticides. USGS microbiologist Sheridan Hack says the effects of all these compounds are still unknown. Most are found in tiny quantities, but combined, they could cause any number of chemical reactions.
There are many different chemical structures, and it would be very difficult to state for all of them, you know, what we would actually expect the environmental fate to be and how they would be transported through the environment.
Hack says the medicines people take don't disappear. They eventually leave the body and are flushed down the toilet. Those drugs have been tested for safe human consumption, but the question is, what happens when those chemicals are mixed in with industrial waste, accidental spills, and nature's own chemical processes? Hack says they just might come back around to hurt humans, fish, and wildlife. The Boyne City solution is to build a new wastewater treatment plant 2 miles from the beaches up the Boyne River. Officials say contaminants will be diluted by the time they flow back down into Lake Charlevoix. Larry Maltby volunteers for a group called Friends of the Boyne River. The group doesn't like the city's plan to discharge treated wastewater directly into the river. It wants them to consider some non-traditional methods. They say the new sewer plant could run a pipe under a golf course or spray the treated water on farm fields, or let it drain into wetlands to let nature filter it out.
It will seep into the soils, which are very sandy and gravelly, underneath the golf course, and then the filtration through the ground will have a great deal of effect of continuing to purify that water, much more so than it would be with a direct deposit straight into the surface waters of Michigan.
Lawyers for the Friends of the Boyne River have appealed to the State Department of Environmental Quality and filed a lawsuit. But wastewater treatment plant manager Dan Meads says the city doesn't want to please just one group and end up angering another.
There isn't any guarantee that you're going to satisfy everybody. All we can do is the best we can do, and we think we've got the best option available.
As municipalities are short on funds and personnel, they don't want to wait for decades for the perfect solution. Still, nobody wants any amount of pollution to affect their home or their recreational area. Sheridan Hack with the USGS won't take either side in this dispute. She says not only are the dangers from contaminants unknown, the best way to deal with them is unknown.
I'm not aware of any consensus in the scientific community on the nature or types of treatment for this broad range of chemicals.
In the meantime, communities such as Boyne City have the unenviable task of trying to dispose of the resident sewage without polluting the beaches, the fishing, and the environment that brought folks there in the first place. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Chris McCarris.